good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm so glad to be here with you today. My goodness, it is May 5th. Can you believe that? I don't know why that just blows my mind, but it does. I mean, the time just goes. Anyway, it is Wednesday, May the 5th, 2021. And listen, it is a beautiful day. I am so excited about the weather here today. It is sunny in California. Yay! Yes, it's 63 degrees right now. And it's mostly cloudy, but the sun is coming out and it's going to be high 81 degrees today. Let's go ahead and just jump into the weather while we're talking about the weather. DC, you're 70 degrees, cloudy. You got thunderstorms coming at 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. clearing up this afternoon. Your high is going to be 73. Detroit, Michigan's 46 degrees and cloudy. Your high is going to be 55 degrees, cloudy all day. London, you are showers all the way until 8 p.m. this evening. 52 degrees is your high. You're waking up to 36, high tomorrow 54, and you got showers all day tomorrow as well. Augusta, Georgia, 72 degrees. Your high is going to be 82, and you're cloudy all day as well. Miami, 82 degrees. Your high is going to be 86, sunshine all day. South Australia, 57 degrees, cloudy, and that's your high. You're going to wake up to 55 degrees, high tomorrow, 79, cloudy again as well. Kenya, 91 degrees is your high today. You got partly cloudy, but some sunshine peaks here and there. You have 73 is what you're waking up to tomorrow. 40 degrees is, 93 is going to be your high, and you have rain, thunderstorms coming tomorrow. So be prepared for that. Hawaii, you're 54 degrees, and your high is going to be 64. You got showers all evening. So, yeah, all the way until tomorrow, waking up to 52 degrees. Your high is going to be 66 tomorrow. Let's see, Puerto Rico, 75 degrees. Your high is going to be 77 degrees, partly cloudy. You're waking up to 64 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming tomorrow. 82 is going to be your high. Portugal. You know what, Portugal, I really think that I'm going to be coming there soon. I don't know. It's just been an echo. London, Canada, Portugal, Pakistan, look out. I'm coming your way. So just be prepared for that. Whatever that means. Holy Ghost, have your way, right? Portugal, 52 degrees. That's your high right now. Partly cloudy. You're waking up tomorrow to 37 degrees. 52 is going to be your high. 60% rain tomorrow. So be prepared for that. If I didn't name your continent, your state, your nation, your city, your country, guess what? God is still in control and he has the final say. He will not withhold any good thing from you because he loves you so much and he knows everything about you. So why don't you just kind of sit back, trust him, and enjoy the ride. Holy Ghost, have your way. All right. All right. Well, I love you and we love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So listen, I want you to know that you can go ahead and download the app, everybody, if you're tuning in for the first time. We have an app. BBS Radio does have an app. Go to your Apple Store or your App Store and go and get the app. It's free. Go ahead and download it today. You can take us with us wherever you go with the ACB cord. I think that's it. I think I got it right. The ACB cord, I think. Whatever that is, you could take it with you, especially if you have one of those smart cars anyway that can actually pick up your phone. You can go ahead and tune us in just like a regular syndicated radio station. But we are internet radio and we have over 1 million listeners worldwide. You know how archives continuously playing. And the best part about how we get that is because we're on live streaming on over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio, and they have archives too. So listen, go ahead and be a part of the fun, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, BBS Radio Station, and join in all the fun daily. You don't never know what's going to happen, who's going to be on any of the stations, talk shows, and I know on my show, you never know who's going to be joining me live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Also, you can go ahead and say, hey, Google, play Gina's radio chat and it'll play. Or you can say, hey, Alexa, play BBS radio station number one, and it'll bring you right into the station that I'm on, Dr. Gina's radio chat. All right? So listen, be a part of the fun. Join in, tune in, tell a friend. I love you so much for tuning in. You've been rocking with me so long, and I welcome all of the new listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tell a friend, tell everybody about Dr. Gina's radio chat. All right, today we have so much fun going on. We have a powerful testimony given by Trish Jenkins, Minister Trish Jenkins. She's going to be joining us today. And also, we got Fitness Five. We got fitness tips coming from personal fitness trainer Elizabeth Brooks. But before we kick off all of that, we got to have ministerial moment. So we'll take a minute from our sponsor, and we'll be right back after this message.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
All right, get in the weight. Get in the weight of every loss. Get that today. Kindle and Amazon.com. I'm saying hi, everybody. I said hello to you guys in Radio Land, but now I'm saying hi to Instagram. Hi, Tracy. Hi, everybody. All right, listen, let's get into it because we have Trish Jenkins. We got to get the show started. First of all, I want to say, get In the Weight of Every Loss. You got to get a copy of that. It's so good. I was on a 40-day fast just this past December, so it's hot off the press, literally. December, I was on a 40-day fast, and I was fasting from food, certain foods. I was also fasting from television. I was fasting from social media, social activities, connecting with people. Only if it was about my son or if it was about, you know, some kind of business or something like that. It had to be ministerial. It had to be about Jesus or I wasn't touching it. So anyway, this was from December until January 10th. I talk about my walk in ministry. I talk about drinking wine in ministry. I talk about CBD in ministry. I talk about TCB in ministry. I talk about all of that, THC or whatever it is. I talk about all of that. I talk about the 2020 pandemic. I talk about the racism. All of that stuff is in the book. It's personal. It's transparent. It's downloaded fresh manna from heaven. God really poured into me during that time. So this is a book you definitely want to get. It was $19.99 when it first came out. It is now down to $16.99. You want to catch it now before it goes back up. All right. So go ahead and get your copy today. In the Weight of Every Loss. Read Hebrews 12 and 1, and it talks about setting aside every weight that distracts us and entangles us in sin, and that we need to finish our race. That's paraphrasing it, but that's it in a nutshell, okay? So anyway, I also want to talk about that, so go get your copy about that. And I want to talk about the discipleship program, Kingdom Discipleship Program. Yes, it is time for the laborers to go forth. Okay, with the pandemic and everything, people have not been congregating in church buildings lately, and people have kind of like gone astray a little bit. And so now, or all the way. And so right now, we are looking for people that are interested in ministry. If you're interested in ministry, the fivefold ministry, if you're interested in ministry, this is a class that you want to take. It is a 9-month course. It's on my website, www.drginaprince.com. You want to go and check that out, www.drginaprince.com, and check out Kingdom Discipleship Program. And it is a 9-month program. We meet together on Zoom once a week, and then you have individual 15 to 30 minute consultation with me privately during that same week. So you are getting all of the attention and equipped. You're going to be learning about the fivefold ministry. You're going to be learning about prophetic giftings. You're going to be learning about the prophetic office. You're going to be learning about the apostolic ministry, the government. You're going to be learning about the fruits of God's Spirit. You're going to learn about the supernatural gifts that the Holy Spirit distributes, like the fruit of the Spirit. Like, you're going to learn about speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues. You're going to learn about, the gift of faith. You're going to learn about all the gifts. Very important, the gift of faith, the gift of healing. You're going to learn about all of that in Kingdom Discipleship Program. So go ahead and look into that if you know someone. And you know what? The laborers are few, the harvest is plenty. We don't talk about salvation enough, you guys. It's time to go out and win the souls and be bold and go and tell about Jesus. And so everybody's a minister. If you are saved, you are called into ministry. So if you don't feel like you're called into the position of a minister, then you can also just learn so much from the class. So I highly recommend that. It's only $100. You're really, really basically paying for the beautiful certificate. Everything that God has freely given to me, I am freely given. This is what God is doing. We have sponsorship. So if you can't afford it, please let us know. But listen, this is an opportunity right now for you to go out and spread the gospel of Jesus. It's time for you to do weddings. I'm believing in marriages coming forth. This is going to be a thing again. Marriages, God-ordained marriages. And so in some states, you need your ministerial license to do that. Funerals and things like that, counseling, even if it's just to encourage people, you'll have that certificate to validate the fact that you are an ordained minister. And if you're called to the fivefold ministry, we're going to talk about that. So go ahead and look into that again on www.drginaprince.com and check it out, you guys, because this is an opportunity of a lifetime. And I'm expecting 100 students by June 1st. That's when it starts. Registration is open right now. So go ahead and tell everybody all about it. All right. So ministerial moment is just going to be brief. And so I'm going to just tie it all in with In the Weight of Every Loss and with the Kingdom Discipleship Program. So anyway, just God has been really ministering to me about where we're supposed to be in the kingdom. You know, it's so much restraint. I was just reading, I wish I had my Bible on me, but I was just reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and how Paul was saying, do we have to need all of these written credentials and all of these things, you know, just to prove, like, you should know us by the Spirit of God. And I'm paraphrasing all that, but you need to read 2 Corinthians chapter 3. But he was just telling them about how the false teachers, you know, have all these documents and things like that, but you should know us by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our certificate, you know, like your salvation, your being delivered. You all, you know, speaking in tongues, when we preach to you and you are being released this anointing, that's our certificate. And we just don't have enough of that nowadays. I really believe that we have been really counting on the name drop. We've been depending on who you connected to, who ordained you. And I'm going to just be honest with you. Some of us don't really want to tell the people that we've been ordained by because of the mess that some of the people have gotten themselves in since that time. And so I don't really like to name drop because I don't really know who knows what about whoever. And I kind of want to keep, you know, whatever's going on with me, just with me. Does that make sense? I've learned a long time ago not to name drop. And maybe that's a street thing that I picked up in the streets, because you don't never know who owes somebody money. And you could be saying, yeah, I'm cool with so-and-so and I know so-and-so and this and that. and they could be looking for that person, or you know, they could actually be, you know, got a vendetta against that person and want to hurt that person, or they might have a bad reputation of sleeping with their spouse or something like that. Birds that flock together stick together. That's what the, you know, that's what the streets say. So it might be just a street mentality that I still have, but I just never name drop. I just don't do it. I mean, I don't care how great you are in the public eye. Somebody might know something about you. And if I'm spreading your name around like, ooh, yeah, this and that, I'm with this one and I know this one and I'm cool with this one. And I don't know what if this person got, you know, is jealous of that person or, you know, want to speak. I'm telling their business and they want to, you know, speak curses against that person. I just don't do that. It's just something I just don't do. So I don't get off and saying, you know, this one ordained me and that one ordained me. And this one did that, and I learned this one and that one. Like, to me, I feel like people do that to boast. And I just feel like what I want you to see is Jesus in me. I want you to see God in me. I want you to hear him. I want you to be moved by his spirit through me. I just want to die of myself. I don't want to be compared to man of any kind. I just don't. I don't want to be compared to no man. I don't want to be connected that way to no man in that way. I want us to be united on one accord. It would be nice if we all could come together and say, you know, Holy Ghost taught me that. You know, Holy Ghost raised me up. You know, Jesus picked. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it would just be nice if we could focus more on God and his kingdom and opposed to man. I mean, because I'm going to tell you something. All of us have fallen short. I'm just going to be honest. I've fallen short. My leaders have fallen short. I mean, publicly. So I just don't get off in, you know, doing all of that name dropping and all that, like it really make a difference. Because if nobody is living in perfection and of excellence, then why would you want to have your name attached to it anyway? I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, because we all fall short, but I'm just saying, I don't want that to just be the focus on, you know, the leader did this and I heard that they did that and it was in the newspaper they did this and that. I want you to focus on the kingdom of God. I want you to focus on Jesus. I want you to focus on the Holy Ghost. I want you to focus on God. And that's the bottom line. I mean, my credentials came from him first, and the paperwork came because of the people. The paperwork came, God told me, because the people would want it. But he had already significantly ordained me in the spirit when I said yes. That was like one of the first things that I heard, and I didn't even know what an apostle was. I mean, he literally had to take me to different churches to learn, you know, how the apostolic government work. And I just happened to run in to certain names and just happened to be connected to these people to learn what they had from him. But everything else character-wise, he didn't want me to pick up those things. And so I just don't feel the need to name drop. If he didn't want me to pick up the flesh part of them, then it's no sense in me boasting in a fleshly man. I might as well, you know what I mean? I'm just keeping it 100. So I just don't name drop like that. I mean, I've said it a couple of times, and you know, God told me, you know, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody. So I just want you to know, you don't have to prove nothing for nobody. All you got to do is just try the spirit, by the spirit. If it's right, that's why we got to get in our word. That's why we got to spend time with God so he can change our garments, so our mind can be transformed and be renewed, so our heart can be like Christ, so we can represent Jesus. That's who you want to represent. Who you with? Jesus. That's who I'm with. Who you down with? Jesus. Who ordained you? Jesus. Who did it? Jesus. Who turned your life around? Jesus. See, I like that. I like saying Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's who did it. I can't give no man no credit whatsoever. So I just want you all to know that. That's right. Matthew 6. That's right. That's right. Anyway, this has been Ministerial Moment. I really didn't have nothing prepared because I really wanted you guys to go and look into the kingdom discipleship program because it's so important. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. That's the scripture that God gave me. And instead of doing another mentor program or doing another coaching program or doing another mentorship, I might have said that already, program, he told me to do kingdom discipleship. Go and ordain the people and let them go out and spread the gospel. You won't have your foot on your neck from me. That's for sure. You know, it's a 9-month program. You don't have to stay with me. You can go forth in Jesus' name. Wherever God send you, whatever church he send you to, you can go forth. You'll have your credentials to move forward. And that's what that is. You can go on and do your street ministry. You can go open up your storefront ministry. You can go on and have your cell group ministry in your basement and your living room. You can go ahead and marry some folks. Come on, somebody. You can go ahead and move forth in the kingdom in Jesus' name. And you're not obligated to stay with me whatsoever. you know, I'll be praying for you and guiding you along the way. That's why we're having the one-on-ones in the same week as the Zoom meetings, because I want to hear your heart. I want to know where you're coming from. I want to know where you're coming from. I want to know what you need strength in. I want to know, you know, if you need more confidence and boldness. And this is where this comes in, where I will be able to counsel you and as a counselor and go ahead and encourage you to move forth and to not fear man, because this is the main thing that people are not going for, spreading the gospel, because of fear of man. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you that I love you so much, you guys. And this has been Ministerial Moment. www.drginaprince.com. Go check it out for yourself and go and register right now. We're looking for 100 people by June 1st. No later than the second week, we should have 100 people for sure, because I know people want to tell their friends and stuff after that. But yeah, go ahead and do that. All right, you guys, loving you. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Trish coming, joining us to tell us her powerful testimony. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit. Learn to go deeper into His presence. Understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. And learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all 8 devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello, everyone. It's Tara Carissa Hodges. I am so excited. I am speaking so much life, happiness, joy, and abundance all over you. And now you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Tara. That is Prophetess Tara Carissa Hodges. So anyway, yes, Trish, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, sister.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here, Dr. Gina.
I know it's late. Where are you from now?
I live in Brisbane, Australia, down under, and it's a little late, but don't worry. I've had a sleep, and I set the alarm. It's now 1:25 a.m. on what day is it? Thursday morning.
In Australia. Okay, well, listen, I'm going to give you the floor because your testimony is so powerful. I want you to tell what you want the listeners to know, starting off with your testimony and tell how you got here, okay? And then we'll fill in with questions. I'll, you know, go in and ask you a question if I need to while you're telling your testimony, because I just feel like your testimony needs to be heard. So if you could go ahead and get started with that, and then we'll just wing it like a sofa conversation. We're just going to chit-chat, okay?
Oh, look, that's the best way to do it. What time do you want me to wind up so that you can...
Okay, well, you don't worry about it. Your segment is going to run until about 8:40. So go ahead.
Okay, great. Look, I grew up in church. Well, not as a small child. I got saved as a teenager, but I became an adult in church and met my husband, and we just loved Jesus and believed his word and were doing the normal things, and we were investing. We did believe in that, give and it'll be given, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, and so we sowed and we were blessed. And I think we were a little naive, though, because sometimes when you've got faith, you can think that every opportunity that comes along that looks good can be God, and you can you can neglect your own discernment because you're so excited to see the things in the kingdom of God. And that's why moving in the Spirit and being close to God is really important, because there was a time when I failed to discern what I should have been able to discern. Now, God I have repented, and God has forgiven me for that, but sometimes you make decisions and you still have to walk out the consequences of those things. And I was working for a fellow who ran a mutual fund. What I didn't know is that he was stealing the investors' money, including my own. But my job was to make sure they got paid, and it turned out to be what's called a Ponzi scheme, which is where you think you're getting a return back, but really it's just your own money coming back. And it was a big scam, and the whole thing collapsed. And in that process, I was found in breach of the Corporations Act. I didn't know that he'd stolen it, but it was just a really awful thing. And there came a point where there was no money to pay the investors, and my job was to make sure they got paid each month, and I couldn't pay them. And for 3 months, I couldn't pay them, and the whole thing blew up, and I ended up trying to pay them, and I did it the wrong way. I didn't steal any money, but I caved under pressure and tried to fix the problem I didn't know was a problem. And he said, "Oh, you can use this to pay them," and that was not right. And so there was a breach of the Corporations Act, and what followed was losing everything, including our home. And then I was prosecuted. If you might remember, 2008 was the global financial crisis.
Right.
And I turned up to court for my penalty in January 2009. I can't say whether the judge had investments that went bad the year before, but I got the maximum, and that was that I went to prison for 8 months of that year, away from my husband and my three little girls, and that was massive.
Was it federal charges? I'm assuming it was federal charges, right, for those that are listening. Was it federal charges?
Well, it's a little different here. Our judicial is mainly taken care by the state, but so we have a Supreme Court and another kind of court, whichever one is the worst. So the equivalent of federal would be probably the right answer. But I didn't go to country club prison. When you come to Australia, in Australia, prison and jail are the same thing. You go and they put you in with everybody to start with. Murderers,
wow.
Everyone that you just go into general population to start with until they assess you, and then they decide where to send you, which section to send you. And So I got to see all the different areas, almost all the different areas of prison. I didn't get put in solitary, but because, you know, to do that, you generally, it might be that you're violent or that you've been found with drugs and so on, which wasn't the case with me. But, you know, it was a funny thing because, Dr. Gina, you know, the strongest prison bars are actually in your head, and you don't have to go to a real prison to feel trapped. And Jesus is the one who sets us free no matter where we are. And that's what I found, is that I had time between when it collapsed and when I was going to court to do business with God. You know, I was believing God for that my testimony would be, phew, that was close, and not to go to prison. You know, he had me walk through that fire, and he had a higher purpose. And he did promise me Romans 8:28 that he makes all things work together for our good. Now, the funny thing is what he considers for our good is not necessarily the same as what we would like to think is for our good, you know. So, you know, yeah, and so we can often find ourselves in situations that we were not believing for, but we're in anyway. But God is the master chess player, and he is the long-term God, and he cares about the people around us as much as he cares about us. And there were people in that place that he put me with who would never ever listen to the gospel or to a Christian who had not tasted prison themselves. And so, you know, having a prison chaplaincy ministry is a beautiful thing, and the prison chaplains are mostly volunteers, and they were a refreshing stream for me. But being with them, you know, Jesus came to earth to experience a humanness so that we could relate to him. And God placed me in that situation. Now, it was my doing. God didn't make me sin or fail. I did that myself. But he knew I would. He knew what I was made of and the decisions I was made. And he was able to use that to place me in a situation where I would never have met these women, would never have met them, and would never have been able to share the gospel with them. And I made a decision to take Jesus with me and not to be ashamed of the gospel, because Jesus says, if you're ashamed of me and embarrassed about me, I can't speak for you before my Father. You know, we need to know that we need to be able to trust him. And I made there were Christians in prison who were ashamed and silent. They didn't feel like they had the right, because they'd failed in society. They didn't feel like they had the right to speak about him in that place. And, you know, you can feel like that in the world, like in your own life. You don't have to be in jail. You can feel like you're not good enough to share the gospel, that you're not a good enough witness to be able to share Christ. But it's not about your goodness. It's about his grace. And when you walk in faith and you press into him, it's the Holy Spirit that changes you. And, you know, I've always been an evangelist, an unofficial evangelist, and that gift just came forth. But you don't have to be an evangelist. You just need to love Jesus and care about that person in front of you, because, you know, it doesn't matter what they look like. These were hardened criminals, some of them. You know, prison is a hard, hard place, and people ask me what it's like, and the best thing I can compare it to is, now, I don't know about you over there, but I imagine it's the same as here. When, you know, when you're in high school, around about, I don't know, maybe the ninth grade, you're around 14, around about the age when girls are at their meanest, you know, and the most insecure.
Like that. Yeah, it was kind of like that. I was on the end of that.
Oh yeah, well, you know, and I was clueless at school, and I was clueless in prison. I just all I saw, you know, they were scary, but the funny thing was, where sin abounds, grace abounds more so. And when you press into him, there is an empowering. And what the Lord did is he gave me eyes to see them differently. And when I looked past their exterior, I saw broken, hurting daughters of the living God. And my heart turned inside out. Look, if you can, the people that are around you, if you can see them the way Jesus sees them, and all it takes is to ask. We just say, someone's annoying you, someone's difficult at work. If you can just ask the Lord to show you them through his eyes, how he sees them.
Yes.
Your heart will soften and he will give you the words to say to them. And I want to encourage people, share your faith. Share. Don't just tell them about him. Care about them. You know, we can say to people what we want to say and what we want to tell and say we're preaching the gospel to our neighbor, but you'll be more effective at it if you get to know them and you actually care about them. Dr. Gina, I have never found it easier to share faith with someone than in the last year and a half with COVID. Yes. People are so open to the gospel because their life is upside down. They're frightened. And when I ask them, how are things going? And they tell me, I say, oh, my goodness, that must be so hard. Would you like me to pray into that for you so that it gets better? Would you like me to pray for an answer for that? Would you, you know, and they're like, oh, yes, please. And even over the computer, even over Zoom, you can lay hands on people through Zoom, you know.
Absolutely.
You can. I do it all the time. I was having lunch with a girlfriend and I said, I would love to hug you. And she said, I know, I would too. And I said, you know what, let's put our arms around ourselves. And as she hugged herself, I spoke into her life, and by the Holy Spirit, what she felt from her own hands, that warmth, that Holy Spirit was able to minister effectively to her. You know,
yes.
It's amazing what has opened up through the pandemic, even though there's been a lot of bad in it. Romans 8:28, God makes all things work together for our good.
Mm-hmm.
So it became a mission field for me. And that has evolved, and now out of that testimony and to being able to encourage people in their own, whatever their prison might be, to get them free in Jesus,
yes.
It's become my ministry. You know, my website is trishjenkinsministries.com, and I have a YouTube channel where people can be encouraged.
I was going to ask you all of that. I wanted you to go ahead and give some last word, and then I wanted you to share your social media information so people can have time to get their pens and papers or notepads open and whatever so they can get the information to follow you. Give them some last words. I mean, so far, this has been amazing, all that you've learned, especially with the BitCon and, you know, so many technical ways of making money and income, and people are so in need now, and, you know, they got a hunger to spread the gospel, and, you know, God is opening doors of opportunity for monies to come in so people can start, you know, having the opportunity to spread the gospel and be available for kingdom building. And I loved your testimony and wanted people to hear it because you have to have discernment. You have to be careful and you don't want to end up something right going so wrong, you know, something that was meant to be so right go so wrong. And so, but, you know, God can work all things out for good. And that's what he did in your life. You know, he actually used what the enemy meant for bad, and it was for his glory. And, you know, it takes a special person that God can anoint to actually do prison time. Not everybody can do that. I mean, because I've been in the streets and I've been in raids and I've been, you know, around shootouts. I've been stopped at the police with drugs on me. And I've never gone to jail. And I just believe that God just really knew that that was something that I could not handle. It was some things that I did handle that some people that went to prison probably couldn't handle. But nevertheless, it takes an anointing. And God gave you an anointing to be able to bear witness of his glory. So I really want you to just give some final words in the next, like, 1 minute, if you could sum it up, and go ahead and give out your social media, please. This was amazing.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm glad you mentioned the money thing, because when I first started speaking, I published a book particularly for women on how to, of what they need to know about money and relationships so that they don't get ripped off. And they can find that at my website. So my ministry website is trishjenkinsministries.com. And I also have, I speak to business owners, and that website, that's a secular website, and that is speakertrishjenkins.com. And it's really important to have discernment. The number one thing, if you want to make money for the kingdom of God, is that it can so easily become an idol. And when you always have to be ready hold it with a loose hand and give where it needs to go, but also be sensible with how you allocate it, and that if it isn't there, you're okay with that, because you can't be hurt by losing something that wasn't yours. And so the idolatry of money is a trap, particularly for Christians, because we justify it, so we cover it up so easily. So God will kick over every idol. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't want to bless you. It means that he wants to be able to trust you with it. It's really important. I have a book on my website called Treasures of Darkness, which is my story written as it happened, Dr. Gina. It's my journal notes and my letters written while I was there, and what Jesus did live while I was there. So you can find that at my website. Social media, probably my YouTube channels are best to find. So it's youtube.com/TrishJenkinsFaith. If you Google me, Trish Jenkins, I'll come up everywhere. I should come up. Or if you put Trish Jenkins prison, it'll come up, trust me. There's not too many Trish Jenkins who went to prison. And happy to connect with anyone there. And, you know, if anyone is connected with the church over there, I've been preaching virtually, just over the Zoom and over the computer, and it's not just my face filling up the screen. I've got a studio set up where I can move around and demonstrate and preach the gospel. I've been doing that at all times of the night in lots of different countries. So, you know, it's just so beautiful. What the enemy meant to shut down the church, that it just can't be shut down. It just bursts out everywhere. And don't feel like because you're not able to go to church, you can't minister, because you absolutely can minister. But definitely get trained by Dr. Gina, of course. Sign up for her class and get equipped, because you want to represent Jesus well.
Yes,
indeed. You want to do it right and represent him well, so that we are winsome and not one of those awful Christians that look like they've been baptized in lemon juice.
Well, listen, Trish, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure from you all the way from Australia. Thank you so much for sharing your testimony and your words of wisdom. We love you. You are a friend to the show. And thank you so much. And God bless you.
And God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Until next time. All right, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to go right into Fitness in 5 with Elizabeth Brooks. We'll be right back after this message.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order this series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig. Everybody's looking at you.
Let
love drive your leadership? God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hello, this is gospel recording artist Tashae Sias, all the way from Waco, Texas, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Elizabeth Brooks, Fitness in 5. Hi, Elizabeth, I'm ready for you. What you got for us today?
Hi, Gina, how are you? I am doing great, and I am so happy to be with you guys. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, and I am so glad to be talking today about indoor cycling. Now listen, indoor cycling has really taken off as a form of cardiovascular exercise. You know, even after gyms and studios closed early in 2020 when the COVID crisis first kicked in the United States, cycling remained popular with virtual classes. And so there are still tons and tons of people taking virtual classes because you're not able to still go inside gyms and do cycling classes. Stationary bikes have really been staking their claim on the market. And you guys have probably noticed commercials from everybody, from Peloton to SoulCycle at-home bikes, as well as lots and lots of advertising relating to recumbent bikes. Just remember, before you start any exercise program, and I always want to make sure I say this, make sure you talk to your doctor. Some of those commercials and things we see on TV can be very enticing, and we can be really motivated at the time that we see those advertising. But we always want to make sure before we take on any new form of exercise that we talk to our doctor first. So back to cycling. Cycling has a number of really amazing benefits as a cardiovascular exercise. Now, I like to keep saying that because I like to always remind you guys that there are three forms of exercise you should be doing. Cardiovascular exercise is one, weight training, and stretching, okay? But cycling is a great cardiovascular exercise. It really can help improve your slow twitch muscle. And slow twitch muscle are those endurance muscles, those muscles that help us do long-term cardio. Cycling is also one of the best non-weight-bearing exercises that you can do. It really reduces the risk of injury due to wear and tear on the joints. You know, a lot of people are out there running. Running is great if you can do it, yeah. If it doesn't bother your knees. Cycling is a great non-weight-bearing exercise, so it doesn't put a lot of pounding on your knees. It's easy and protective on your knees. So, you know, you build those quadriceps, your calves, the glutes, and quads without putting any impact on the knees. And this is something we got to remember, particularly as we get older. You know, your joints last longer if you put less stress on them. Cycling is really also, you use a lot of core activation when you're on the bike, particularly if you make sure that your bike is set up correctly. Remember, 30 minutes of cycling. Now, listen to this, because I know people like to talk about how many calories they're burning. But 30 minutes of cycling can burn 200 to 400 calories, depending on what your body composition is, what your weight is, and the intensity in which you're riding. So, you know, that's pretty good, you guys. 30 minutes for 200 to 400 calories, we want to take advantage of that. That's pretty awesome. Now, just remember, let's go back for a second and talk about some of the adjustments on the bike. Be careful with bike adjustments. In general, your seat height should be at about the hip bone height, at your hip bone height, when you're standing next to the bike. And your handlebar level should be level with the seat or a notch or so higher. So, you know, I know when you purchase a lot of bikes like Peloton and some of these other bikes, they give you instructional videos. Don't skip over that. Read and listen to the videos, you guys. And make sure your bike setup is correct. It is safe to do cycling 2 to 3 times per week. Now, remember, that's what you should be doing anyway for your cardio. But you always want to vary your cardio. Remember, you do one exercise a whole lot, your body gets used to it. So you always want to make sure you're varying intensity, varying frequency as well. Cycling can also help reduce risk factors for heart disease and diabetes. Now, you know, we can't say this enough, but it's like half of Americans suffer from high blood pressure. Half. 50% of Americans suffer from high blood pressure. And these kind of cardiovascular diseases can really be reduced by doing really good cardio like cycling. Remember to focus on your form and technique to improve your stamina and endurance. So, you know, if you practice that bike more and more and more, your stamina and endurance will get better. You know what I really love about exercise, and this is not just about cycling, but it can also help reduce mental depression. You know, a lot of times we're going through things in our lives and we're totally focused and consumed on those things. And what we want to remember is we want to make sure that we're taking care of our bodies. If you get some good exercise in every day, it really helps to not only take your mind off of your troubles, but it helps build those endorphins. And you know, I love talking about endorphins, those chemicals that are released from your body, but they're not released any old time, you guys. They're only released when you're doing exercise. So cycling, you know, is also one of those things that can help reduce mental depression. There are some great instructors out here, you guys. Go for it. Some of the best classes have great instructors and great music, and it can really help make cycling a much more exciting and fun experience. So, hey, shout out to indoor cycling, you guys. We used to call it spinning back in the day when it first came out, when the Schwinn bikes first came out. But now it is indoor cycling. We don't have to call it after the name of the product. All right?
They didn't change the name.
That is it. Hey, you guys, you know, make sure you're getting your workouts in, and you can really include cycling. Cycling is a great non-impact weight-bearing exercise to do.
Elizabeth, so they done changed the name. That was not even like a couple of years ago they was calling it spinning. Oh, God, I feel old. When they start changing names and stuff, oh, my God.
That's I know, but spinning was really after the name of, like, the first bike. So they were, like, called spin bike. But now it's so many different bikes. We don't want to, you know, prop up one product over another. We call it now indoor cycling.
Well, listen, let me ask you a question. You know, I always come with the real deal. What about the butt, girl? That's the only thing. What about the butt part? It hurts.
The more you cycle, the better that gets. Now, that's just one point. Second point, you might need to invest in a good pair of padded cycling pants. Now, they have such good gel-filled cycle pants. The cycle pants used to be made out of, the padding used to be made out of foam. But now they're making gel pads, and they really help make a big difference. Not only that, if you're really hurting in that groin pelvic area, you need to probably have a consultation on to make sure you are sitting on the bike properly. We shouldn't be sitting on the coccyx. You should actually be tilted back. And when you're pushing down on the pedals, your weight should be pushing through the pedals on your legs. And a lot of times we bump back to take the pressure off of our legs. And so we're putting all this weight on our hips and our on the groin instead of in the proper place, which should be the legs. So first of all, you know, that will get better if you do it more frequently. Secondly, make sure that you get some gel pants if you're really suffering from that, because that can make a huge difference. Those gel pants are fabulous, and they don't look as clunky as they used to. And then thirdly, remember to make sure you're sitting on the bike properly. We should be hinged back on the bike, not sitting on the coccyx.
That's good. Okay, so I got another question and then we're going to close out. Okay, someone asked, is there different levels to indoor cycling, for example, beginning classes?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, some of these classes can be intimidating. They be doing all these dance moves on them. Like, which one can somebody go in that's just getting started?
I know. So, listen, everybody, make sure if you are a beginner that you start on a beginner level. The nice thing about most cycling classes is that everybody has their own bike. So you are in complete control of how hard you're going and what your resistances are. And, you know, you should be starting on a low level of pedal resistance when you first start. Your main focus is to just get used to some of the techniques on riding. So you control your intensity by controlling the levels that you put on the bike. Most of those bikes have a turn knob that you adjust, but when you are on a recumbent or a recumbent bike, you know, you put levels on the actual machine and feed it in that way. So start with beginning levels, you guys. You know, take it easy. Make sure you're actually getting through 20 minutes. Start with small levels of time. Maybe you're only able to do 15 minutes, but, you know, work your way up. After about 2 weeks, you should, if you're doing it 2 to 3 times a week, you should be able to go up a level. But give yourself that time, and it has to be consistent. It can't be, oh, I did it this week, I skipped a week, then, oh, you know, 10 days later, I came back to it. A consistent, 2 to 3 times a week will really help improve your, it'll really help you get your intensities up faster. So just be mindful of that. Don't get carried away in these classes and then you could barely get off the bike and then you pass out. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I think to your goal should be, you know, also just to throw my 2 cents in, I think your goal should be a 45 minute goal. You know, go at the pace that you can to get it going. But I think that overall it should be a 45 minutes to an hour should be your goal. Right. You should not stop at, don't stop before 30 minutes. I think you can, because you can adjust your cycle to make it comfortable, and you can, you know, readjust and you can adjust it to where you need to be. But just to give somebody an idea how long a good workout on a life, indoor indoor
indoor cycling. Just indoor remember cycling. Remember when you first start doing cardio, your body, this is anytime you're doing cardio, your body doesn't start burning fat for fuel until you pass 20 minutes of cardio. So yes. All that time up to that point is just warm up. But if you are a super beginner, like you've not been exercising, you got to take it easy, you guys. Your goal should be, yes, 45 to minutes to 60 minutes if you can. But you can find shorter classes for super beginners. So remember, you know, if you're like a beginner, you are really trying to build up that endurance. You're trying to build up that heart and lung strength. Be patient with yourself. Don't just jump into a 1 hour class and you ain't got no stamina.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. And then in some of you, they have where they don't even have the classes. You can start off on your own if you're just really wanting to get warmed up, and they Absolutely. Have indoor cycles in the gym separate from a class that you can actually start practicing and just getting a feel for it. You know, get your warm up in before you actually take the class. I'm just trying to give you a plan. Set up a plan where you're going to get a class, right? A beginner's class, but then you can get your warm up separately just so you can get a feel for the bike. How does it work? Where do I put my feet? How does my butt feel? You know, that type of thing, the adjustment of the levels that you like. So if you want to go to the class with other people that are doing beginners, you'll have a little heads up. And then your overall goal will be to get to 60 minutes, but start off in increments so you don't be overwhelmed. I think that's great.
Absolutely.
Tell everybody where they can follow you, Elizabeth. You know, I I love you so much.
I love you too. I love you too. You guys, please stay fit. Remember, fitness begins with correct thinking. That's why we're always giving you good information, because we need to adjust your thinking relating to fitness. And fitness is an overall lifestyle. Remember, you guys can always catch me at my website, thinkingcorrectly.com, or check me out on Instagram at thinkingcorrectly.com. I love you guys. Please take care of yourself.
All right. Listen, this is the end of the show. We got to go. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you. What's on my mind? Get healthy, stay whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.